You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Chosen by you. Welcome to the 95BFM Top 10.
BFM, democracy in action.
Hello.
Hi. The faders are way up.
I don't know why it's so loud.
Very loud. My name's Smash.
I'm Big J. 95
BFM Top 10.
Yes, how are you, Jay? I am wonderful.
Is it me or is the audio a bit crispier?
Yeah, it's really crispy.
Yeah. I know. I'm hearing my own voice. You know, you think you're accustomed to it after several years on the radio, but apparently
maybe
not.
Further back from the mics.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe not. Because my mic likes to run away.
Yeah.
So I think I'm just going to just grip it.
Leave it hanging there.
It. Yeah, leave it hanging there. Yeah, but yes, we're on the top 10.
Yep.
We're on the 95 BFM top 10. It's great to be here. Another week of great music. 1st of April. What the hell?
I know.
That is cuckoo bananas.
I know.
We're already in April, but we've had nothing but bangers since then. I presume we have some more today. How's your day today, Jack?
Good.
Good?
Yeah.
Yeah, mine too.
Just pretty another relaxed. Wednesday.
I've got a bad sleep schedule at the moment, actually.
Yeah. So, when are you going to sleep? What time?
Oh, like 1 o'clock.
And when are you waking up?
10 o'clock.
It's not bad.
So I'm getting restful sleeps, but I don't really like waking up past 9 a.m.
Yeah.
I feel like that's...
You miss the day.
Yeah.
You miss the sunrise.
You know, exactly. Well, I mean, 9 a.m. you definitely miss the sunrise. But I don't know. 5395, any sleeping tips?
Yeah.
I got one. Close your eyes and just don't think. That's how
pretty
we
good.
It's good way.
Yeah.
Good for driving. No, it's not. You're on the 95 BFM top 10. It's great to be here.
Yes,
we have an awesome
is.
List of all Kiwi tracks for you tonight. As per usual, couple debutantes.
Yep.
What was the opening song?
That was Mount Crushmore by Lettuce.
Nice.
Band I'm very fond of. Instrumental, badass.
Hell yeah.
Cinematic music.
Speaking of music, should we.
I think we should.
Thing the jing, thing the bob.
Number 10
this week. Oh, that was crispy. Number 10 this week.
I don't know if it's changed on the radio end, but our voices sound so different to us right now.
Yeah.
It's quite nice.
Number 10 this week is a debutante.
Is it?
It is.
Yes, it is. It is. Jack,
it is,
you say so.
It is Crook with Shoving. You're on the top 10. Stay with us.
Oh, bass.
Like
We played the Wiggles twice. We played the Wiggles twice.
Twice in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
I feel like that's appropriate.
It's Easter weekend.
It is.
This weekend.
Time to eat lots of chocolate. Yep. But also,
Hot cross buns.
We were sort of thinking, what do we do? What do we talk about on today's show?
We know that food is the key to the listeners' hearts.
Yeah, so it's the key to everyone's hearts. Even bad key, you know.
Yep.
Too much food, bad. But we all, I mean, I like hot cross buns and you like hot cross buns.
I
we
love
were wondering,
them.
Our wonderful listeners love food.
Yeah.
So is there, how do you guys enjoy your hot cross buns?
Yeah. Smashing, how do you enjoy your hot cross buns?
Standard butter.
Standard butter, toasted?
Occasionally. If I
you don't toast them?
Sometimes, no.
The best way to cook a hot cross bun.
In the toaster?
Is to do it in the oven.
In the oven?
Yeah. Because it gets crisp all around. You know, don't have like the burnt end, the end that went into the toaster first. It's not all burnt and gross. And it's amazing. And then you put some butter on it. And classic hot cross buns are the best.
Yeah, well, just the fruit. Yeah, fruit ones.
Just raisin.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not fussy.
Yeah.
I just want it as soon as possible. I'm not opening up the oven.
You're just ripping open the bag and eating them whole.
Yeah, the bag doesn't make it. Bag's part of it.
Sometimes I do eat them whole as well. Just no, like with no toast, no butter, nothing.
No butter, no toast. Oh,
just eat it as the roll.
I'm always putting butter on it.
Yeah.
But I might not toast it if I can't be bothered.
Yeah.
I'm happy with just the standard hot cross bun.
5395, text in. What is your favourite hot cross bun?
None of the chocolate one, not for me.
No?
Nah.
I like the chocolate one.
I prefer a standard one. I'll have it, but I'll definitely choose. If I'm presented with a choice, I'll choose the fruit one for sure.
Fair enough.
I remember one time I had last little thing before we get into number nine. Had a hot cross bun bacon buddy.
That is fascinating. How was it?
It was nice.
It was nice?
It was nice.
And it was so sweet roll.
Yeah.
With bacon on
it. Hey, salted caramel's a popular thing.
Yeah.
Sweet and salty mix as well.
It's the new thing.
It was good.
Yeah.
I've only seen it that once and I've never had it again. But yeah, 5395, what's your favourite hot cross bun or favourite way to have it or any rogue ways you have your hot cross buns?
Yeah, let us know.
Number nine.
Number nine this week.
Another debutante.
No, it wasn't. It was on last week's list.
Just joking. Was it?
Yes, it was.
Where is it?
I don't know, but that's not last week's list. That's on up in the studio.
Well, it's definitely on this week's list. That's one thing we know. It's School Fair with Spirally Staircase Memory.
You're on the B. Stay with us. We will be back soon. School Fair, Spirally Staircase Memory, your number 9 here on the 95 BFM Top 10. You are hanging out with Big J
and Smashton.
We're talking about hot cross buns.
We are.
You know what the best hot cross buns are?
What?
I mean, it's always got to be the local bakeries.
Yeah. Or just, yeah.
Yeah?
And like non-supermarket ones.
They're expensive.
They're great.
But they're great.
My dad went to Christchurch recently.
Yep.
And he bought me a pack of hot cross buns from a bakery called Michael's Bakery.
Yep. Does Michael make a good hot
Michael
cross bun?
Michael makes a lovely hot cross bun. Because when he exchanged the packet, he gave it to me in a bag.
Yep.
Like a separate bag apart from the bag it came in. And I picked them up and they had a bit of weight to them.
Yep.
They had a bit of beef, a bit of girth.
Yep.
And I was like, ooh, this shit's made with love.
Yeah. You know that a hot cross bun's going to be good when it's got a bit of weight behind it.
We were actually talking in the newsroom here up at BFM earlier about Subway orders.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, the more, sort of has a bit of weight to it, you know. Yeah.
You know it's going to be good.
If you lob it at someone in self-defense, that's pretty good.
I live down the road from Daily Bread.
Oh.
Or A Daily Bread.
Nice.
Which has won the best hot cross bun.
Is it Daily Bread on its own, or is it a Daily Bread that's part of King's Plant Barn?
It's the Daily Bread that's part of King's Plant Barn.
Hella.
And it's won Best Hot Cross Bun every year.
Wow.
For the last few years.
Have you had one?
Not yet. I'm going to probably get them this weekend.
True.
And enjoy them.
Mm, I hope so.
Yeah. 5395.
Yeah. We're
seeing no text. We need your favourite way to cook hot cross buns.
Yeah.
And also the best place to find hot cross buns in Auckland.
And if you don't want to text in, that's fine. Just scream it out really loud. We might hear it.
We might hear it.
Yeah, maybe. We might
or just connect through time. Telekinesis or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, that works too.
Number 8.
Number 8 this week.
Last week's number 1.
Last week's number 1. You are right.
I remember that one.
Staying on the list and was number 2 the week before that.
How
as
good.
Well.
So 2 weeks in a row, we love to see it. It is the wonderful Evie Bamford with Through the Day. 7:20, you've got 40 minutes left of the show. More hot cross bun chatter, definitely more food chatter after that, and some special news as well, which we'll get to later.
Sometimes you're here, sometimes 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Witness Ravel Slinky and Sultry Bolero, performed by the Auckland Philharmonia this April.
You've heard it in films, adverts, and even the Olympics. Now it's time to experience the timeless piece live on stage with a full orchestra.
Plus, hear Amalia Hall perform the violin concerto Sama, written specially for her.
The New Zealand Herald Premiere Series presents Bolero, Thursday, April 2nd, live at the Auckland Town Hall.
Book now at aucklandphil.nz.
Oh, Margaret, I don't care if you're a clone. I always knew that you were the one.
Jonathan, I have to confess. I've cloned myself more than once.
What? More than once?
Hear the rest come now.
Whoa!
Hello, Jonathan.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Margarets! 12 sparkling eyes!
Take us to our special favourite spot, Jonathan.
The beer spot, now with a 6th location in Papakura, just like the rest. With 40 delicious beersies on tap, the beer spot is your tacky place. For opening hours and to find out more, head to thebeerspot.co.nz.
Hey, you might want to sort that Muppet out.
What's wrong with my Muppet?
Well, Sarah's going to be here on Saturday.
Sarah's coming? You didn't tell me Sarah was coming. She can't see this dreary Muppet.
Yeah, those bass lines are drooping as well.
Ah!
Fluff your Muppets and slip, slop, slap up your bass lines. It's Saturday afternoons with Sarah.
Sarah.
Saturday afternoons with Sarah, 2 to 4pm every Saturday, only on 95BFM, thanks to Decibel Wines.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest.
BFM. Hey, that's so wow.
Didn't be dirty there, mate. Oh, that clip famously from that guy who got arrested.
You know that clip is now in the Australian National Archive?
Makes sense. I mean, it's pretty globally famous.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I don't know much about Australian culture. I think put a chicken parmigiana in there.
Yeah.
On the topic of last week, talking food.
More food talk.
Yum.
We're talking about Easter food.
Yum.
Hot cross buns. Mm. But another big part of Easter is the chocky.
Yummy.
I love a bit of Easter chocky.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just a plain chocolate enjoyer.
Yeah.
I like caramel. I like caramel chocolate.
What's your favourite Easter egg?
That was a big squeak. Probably a mini eggs one. I really like mini eggs.
Yeah, just little Easter eggs.
But otherwise, I'm not fussy.
That you can just pick away at throughout the day.
I think there's some reason the chocolate in them is particularly nice.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't have a big sweet tooth. I'm very much a savoury guy.
Yeah. My favourite Easter egg.
Yes.
Is just the big hollow egg.
True.
It's so good.
Mm.
And I will sit down and eat the whole thing in one go.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. 5395 favourite Easter eggs.
Yeah.
Or Easter snacks in general.
Well, I mean, are there any other Easter snacks?
Easter bunnies? Good Friday breakfast.
Well, there's what difference from...
I always do a full English, like, fry-up.
Really?
On Good Friday. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, I don't.
That is weird. We're going to have to debate about this. You're on the top 10.
I'm getting told off.
That was weird. You're weird.
Number 7.
Sam, you are so strange.
Hey, I like... Oh.
You're a strange man.
Full breakfast, yum.
Yeah.
I got sausages on the mind. Johnny! Kumara Sweet is your number 7 for this week. How about we stop yapping and just listen to the song, eh? You're the beat!
Oh,
free, and they want to open up the door. But we're holding up your walls, but you disregard our needs, and you disregard our law. You say you're taking back your things, as if we've had enough to eat, as if you're not the hand that feeds, that doesn't know our ways to grow, that hasn't even tasted sweet. Under a rock, blood of stone over your head, under my skin, under a thumb, digging our feet is in the cool of sweet. Under a rock, blood of stone over your head, under my skin, under a thumb, digging our feet is in the cool of sweet. Under a rock, blood of stone over your head, under my skin, under a thumb, digging our feet is in the cool of sweet. Under a rock, blood of stone over your head, under my skin.
Johnny Kumada Sweet here on the 95 BFM Top 10. Been on the Top 10 for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it has. It was last week's. It was number one a couple of weeks ago. I think it was two last week. Somewhere around there.
In between 1 and 10.
Yeah.
Because we've been on the show for 2 years. We don't count past 10. It's just not in our brain set. Have we got a call from Jen?
Yes, in Australia.
Live on the bicycle in Nam, Australia, which is impressive.
Yeah.
On the telly, on the telephone and cycling away. Jen, if you're listening, give us a big ring on the bell, like on the ding ding on the bicycle. But Jen has officially informed us of the Tuesday 1 to 4, of course.
Yep.
Jen of the Tuesday 1 to 4. He's going to be our resident snack taster.
Oh, yes.
Over in Australia. And the first thing I said, of course, being a guts myself.
Yeah.
Chicken Parmigiana.
Well, it's a Parma in Victoria.
I think it was Parmy in Victoria. But
no,
Parma.
It's Parma in Victoria, Parmy everywhere else.
I'm going to say Palmer then, because I'm a Nam stand personally. It's my favourite city in Australia.
In the context here,
yes,
talking about gin being in Australia, it's Palmer.
Yes.
This is riveting stuff.
Yeah. You're on NPR Radio talking about crumb chicken.
Number six.
Hey, shit, I'm talking about crumb chicken.
Talking about crumb chicken.
Crumb chicken.
Bolognese sauce.
Hey, shout out my Nana Lil. She made great crumb chicken when I was a little boy. Rest in peace. Number six, Maynard Larkin, Empty Street.
Debutante.
It is. How good? You're the bee. Love you, Jen.
Number five.
I don't really know. We had to play that one. I don't know why it announced it, but...
It's okay.
I think we've teased it enough, so why don't we just play it again?
Number five.
So, question yeah. for the listeners. Does that two number five stings make it number 10? Or does it make it number zero?
Because they could also cancel. Yeah,
are we doing five plus five, or are we doing zero?
Are we going five and then hitting it again so that it cancels out the other five? So it could just be five.
Yeah, let's just make it that.
Yeah, let's make it five.
We avoid thinking here on the BFM Top yep. 10. We just enjoy talking, as you've probably discovered. But you know what's great about number five? Debutante.
Yes, it is.
An artist we have not had in our tenure at all. It is the wonderful Savagini with RSS Real Skux Shorty, produced by Billy Skux.
You're on the top 10. It is 7:37. You're with Big Jam Smash, and we'll be right back. See you soon. Shorty in my two skirts. Yeah, I think I'm too skirts. Yeah, I'm way too skirts for your homie. I just want you smoking right in with me. You can come and kick it, leave him homie. Come and kick it with the real skirts, shorty. You want, pick you up then back slow so I can plant, yeah. That's so thick, I know that she gon' thunt, yeah. Talking down bad, they look over your shoulder. Ooh, am I too scared? Ooh, am I too scared? Shorty, am I too scared? Yeah, I think I'm too scared. Yeah, I'm way too scared for your homie. Just want you smoking right in with me. You can come and kick it, leave him homie. Come and kick it with the real skeg, shawty. Oh, shawty, don't you leave me alone. You know I love it when I see your name pop on my phone. Lay it heavy on me, shawty, you my rock, you my stone. And I'ma eat it when you want it, baby girl, cause I'm gone, yeah. Genie, RSS, Real Skux, something. Sorry, the thing you went away. But great song, very cool song. Lovely to have some brand new debut. That was Real Skux Shorty and produced by Billy Skux. There's yeah. a lot of Skux there.
Oh, that sounded pretty Skux.
Yeah.
Shout out Caitlin Ratcliffe, yeah. BFM. She's supreme Skux.
Yeah, she's the boss of Skux.
I'm hearing some band noise.
Yeah.
I think Castle Garden are practicing.
Yes.
Shout out Max and those boys, great band. Yep. Former number ones on the top yes. 10 with Anno Domini live from the box.
Yeah.
And it's great to hear.
I want to talk about fry-ups.
Okay.
What's your ultimate fry-up? I'm talking about my Good Friday fry-up. Yeah. The two things that I love most in the world are a Good Friday fry-up and a Christmas Day fry-up for breakfast.
So the one thing you love in the world
is a fry-up.
It's a fry-up.
And I think I cook the best fry-up in the world.
Uh-huh.
What's your ultimate plate?
No, I mean,
plate?
You're pretty passionate about
my
this.
Plate is hash browns.
Didn't even get an opportunity.
Yeah, no, I'm shut up.
Carry on.
Best fry up, hash browns,
couple
of bits of toast, onions, mushrooms,
onions,
tomato.
Hell?
You can mix in the onions with the hash browns.
So
and you can make
start again. I was thrown off by onions.
Hash browns, onions.
Yeah, oh, God. This is a terrible fry-up.
Tomatoes. Ooh. Bacon. Scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
That's about it.
No sausages.
Oh, sausages too. I forgot about sausages. Breakfast sausages or proper sausages?
Oh, I mean, any sausage is a good sausage if you ask me. That's for sure. My fry-up, I'm a simpleton.
Yep.
Sausage, hash brown toast. Bang.
No bacon?
No bacon. No beans. No tomato. Certainly no fucking onions. What the hell?
You don't knock it till you try it.
I've tried it. Disgusting.
Mix it in with the potato. It's really good.
Oh, okay. What, potato? You didn't mention potato.
Hash browns.
Oh, but that's a hash brown. That's
but you can make
potato.
Your own hash brown. You can chop up the tomato real fine, the potato real fine, and then cook it on the grill with the onion and maybe put in a little bit of beetroot Or
what the hell is this? This is a potato disaster.
Or if you're feeling really adventurous, some kumara in there as well.
Yeah, you all these ingredients coming out of nowhere. This fry up sounds like a load of shit. Not gonna lie.
Don't knock it. I'll have to cook you a fry up.
I absolutely will knock it. No, please don't.
5395. What is your ultimate fry up? Let us know. We want to know.
All sorts of shit in the fry up. John, it's Jack's disaster.
Number four.
Bloody hell.
Number four. This is a debutante song, but it is an artist that has featured many times
here. I'm pretty sure they were on last week's top 10.
I don't think so.
Should we just Google it real quick? Hold up. Let me get my phone.
We'll Google it after the song. This is Jack Bromwich with Rubber Doll. You're on the top 10.
I'm almost there.
Well, it's got an instrumental, and you can let us know.
Ah, hang on.
We're running out of music space.
Don't worry.
You gotta hurry up.
Almost there. It bugged out on me.
He gave up.
You're
he gave
me.
Up.
Last week's number nine.
I saw a dog when I walked today. It looked a bit like your uncle. I've not seen him in a while. How is he? Last time I saw him, he said he hated me. I brought a win for how we're all wired to eat, drink, talk about the football. Another year gone by. How's the kids? Another drink. How's up the same?
Yeah.
Oh, Rubber Doll, Jack Bromwich, number nine last week.
You just went, oh, Jack, to Jack Bromwich's song.
I did, and it was good. It's a very, very, very cool song. Very cool song. Great song. I'm sitting down.
You're outraged. I'm adding black pudding to this.
Outrageous.
Do you like black pudding?
Oh, I've never had it. I just didn't know it was a readily accessible ingredient.
It's just a
bunch of stuff.
It's a bunch of mystery meat.
All put in together and made into a like cylinder, right?
Yeah.
I've never had it.
But the beetroot. Tomato, the beetroot, kumara, potato, onion combination.
Disaster.
It's delicious.
Oh, I mean,
because the beetroot gives you the sweetness. The potato gives you the fried.
Yep.
The kumara gives you a bit of a mix of both.
Mm-hmm.
And the onion is just good seasoning.
So I can get behind potato, kumara, and onion. But beetroot, that's such a rogue.
But
rogue
not canned, not tinned beetroot.
Oh, that's the only way to have beetroot.
Not tinned beetroot, like pure beetroot, like just get the root.
Pure beetroot, sourced from the caves of the Waitakere.
Pull it from the ground.
Get out of the ground.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll agree to disagree.
All right. That was...
You heard it.
Yeah.
You heard it here.
I reckon at some point we've got to do a massive daff on air. We only get one try per show, and that's failed.
We're going to be practicing nonstop.
We're in the top three now.
Three.
The big three. These are the songs that either listeners at home absolutely loved.
Indeed.
And we've got an artist that we're very familiar with up here.
Indeed.
Oh, we've actually got a text in about this breakfast discussion.
Ooh.
And this is from a Scottish person. So this is valid.
May I do the accent?
You do the accent.
I'm Scottish. Fry-ups must consist of black pudding, square sausage, brown sauce, fried eggs, sunny side up. No mushrooms. That's very solid. But square sausage is crazy. I've never seen a square sausage
before. I need to figure out what the square sausage is. We'll do some research in between this next song. This is a debutante, an artist that we're very familiar with. Actually, no, this isn't a debutante. It was on last week.
Yes, it was. We should have figured out where it was before.
We just need to stop talking and just play the songs.
I'm Amelia. Listen to the sound of the world on the beat.
To the sound of the wind.
I'm Amelia, listen to the sound of the world.
You're Scottish now?
I've always been Scottish, mate. Always have been, never not been, mate.
It's because someone texts in saying your accent's perfect.
Thank you.
What dialect would you say that your Scottish accent is?
I don't know. Either Glasgow or Edinburgh.
Just Scotland?
Aye. I know there's a difference between the two. I think Edinburgh's a bit more posh.
Yes.
A bit more, it is very English, but a bit more posh.
You're speaking like you're from Windsor.
Windsor Castle, very good. Now, we've also had two more potential inclusions from our Scottish friend. White pudding.
I don't know what white pudding is.
I mean, I presume it's similar to black pudding, but it's not black, it's white.
Yeah.
Maybe...
bread?
Bread? No, I think it's a meat pudding. I'm not sure.
You'll
just find out.
Yeah.
5295, enlighten us.
Yeah.
And beans, of course, beans. Yep. Love beans.
Yeah.
We were talking a few weeks ago, beans straight from the tin, absolutely.
You didn't specify that we were talking about baked beans as well.
We
weren't talking about baked beans. So you're eating clean beans straight out of the tin, raw.
Yeah.
That's depressing.
Hey, it's nutritious.
It's sad.
Number two
this week. The one and two for this list were battling it out.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of votes.
100%.
Yep.
And they both made one and two, which is fantastic.
And they're both debutantes.
Which is even better. Yeah. This one is an artist, again, we haven't had on our tenure on the show. It is Hun Lynch with Conan. You're on the B, number one coming up very soon.
Happens when the song plays.
We continue talking about breakfast food. Hey, there's actually a social media account I follow. It's a restaurant or takeaway up in Rotherham, up in the north of England.
Yeah.
And they make the most unreal breakfast sandwiches. They just pile it on.
Oh my God.
Will there shoulder back and will there some puik sausage, black pudding?
Yeah.
Will there butter the
bread? And they toast the bread and
the fry bread. Will there fry bread in the middle of breakfast? bread cake there for some reason.
Yeah.
Not a bun or a roll, but hey, go check it out at your own leisure. You're on the 95 BFM Top 10. It is number one.
Yes, it is. Voting opens in 5 minutes from now. You can do that by heading to 95bfm.com/vote, or you can text in to 5395.
Favorite song
and the word vote. One vote per person. Yes. I don't think we need to repeat ourselves here. Let's announce it, shall we?
Yes, that sounds wonderful.
Number one this week. Before we announce it properly, just wanted to say thank you so much to everyone for tuning in. It's been a wonderful show. We absolutely love doing this, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
We do. I won't be here next week.
Yep.
I'll be away, but Jack will be here.
Yes. manning the show.
I'll send in a little voice memo. Just for shits and giggles.
Yes.
Giggles and shits. Definitely shits after all the breakfast food we've been talking about.
I really want some breakfast food now.
Yeah, go and but fry up a storm.
You know what's better than breakfast food?
Number one.
This number one song.
A bit of a rogue choice.
Yeah, it is a bit of a rogue choice. I don't know what the listeners were thinking with this one.
Hey, democracy rules, though. We got to take it.
I guess we're just going to have to go with it. This is LMFAO.
Party Rock Anthem.
Party Rock Anthem. Your number one song this week on the 95 BFM
I've
Top 10.
I've been smashed in.
I'm Big J.
See you next week.
What do you mean?
Wait.
What do you mean?
Hang on, just one second. Party Rock is in the house tonight.
Wait.
I love the song.
What were you saying before about this not being
the number one? This is not number one.
What? Told me that this was number one.
It is not. It is
we agreed.
Jack, look at the date.
We agreed that this is number one. Oh, wait, it's not 2012?
April Fool's.
April Fool's. Aren't we little pranksters, Sam?
That we are. That's not your number one. Your number one is The Sour, Your God and Mine, debuting at number one. How good.
Freak the Sheep out next. Stay tuned. See you soon.
Bye.
BFM Top 10. Vote online at 95bfm.com/vote.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.